Is this coffee or is this a dessert drink?
What is this?
It's a latte.
Oh, it's from
I know, but is there caffeine in this?
Yes.
I drink five of them at night. I go right to bed.
What the fuck?
What is in here?
Red Bull. What is this? This is amazing.
Anyway, don't say your name. Don't say anything until I say your name.
I don't want to.
So bully.
Don't bully me.
The rules.
Three, two, one. Hello, how are you? And good evening and good night. My name is Bob. I am your captain, and I am here with you. And I'm very excited about today's episode because we have a special guest. But before I bring him up, I'd like to introduce people in the room. We have Kalila, who's my fuck friend.
That's
and my that's, life partner.
Yeah.
And also, she's my confidant.
Confidant. Mm-hmm.
We've got Flat.
Hey.
Hey. Look at that face. Look.
Dude, go, this go, mask
do your profile.
Even,
do your profile.
This mask.
I don't know where you went. I don't know where you went.
This helps.
Yeah. We've got, God, love you, man.
Look at that deep V.
I'll be honest with you. Can I just say something nice about you? I truly love you, man. Don't text me, man. Yesterday, you texted me so many times about some dates or whatever, and I said, don't fucking talk to me. And did I call you back? I did not. Do you know why? Monday is my war zone day. Okay.
Is that one day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to introduce our guest. Welcome again. Oh, and congratulations to Bloodbath.
Thank you.
That's interesting. Good. And
Maddie beat you to it, though. He congratulated me first.
So I want to introduce our guest today. there's many things I want to say before I say his name, and so that he doesn't talk yet. Number one, I'll have to be honest with you. You know, I don't know a lot of chefs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I've met Roy.
Yep.
Roy Choi.
Yeah, he did ours. Roy did ours. Chang Man Master, New York, mm-hmm. all day,
David
every day.
Chang.
David Chang. Even though he doesn't really like me. deep down, he doesn't like
you.
Me.
Don't know that.
Yeah, but there's a vibe. You know what I mean?
You
and
that?
And David Cho can say all he wants. No, Chang likes you. He only says hi, I think, because I'm friends with Cho.
I don't think he's ever said. I don't think
David, it's fine. It's fine.
No, I'm saying I don't think Cho's ever said that David Chang likes you. Is what I'm saying.
I know. I just made that up too. I just made that up. So then I also know the Australian Curtis Stone.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a thick hands.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So he can cut the meat. Mm. I met Boyardee, I think, one time when I was drunk. You know what I mean? It could
you know
him.
Kristen?
Kish.
Kristen Kish, I know. And I know this gentleman from Canada that's on our program today. I have to say something about his face. His face has always been universally likable.
Mm.
There's never been a period of time when a face like that was ever oppressed or beaten
mm-hmm.
or pushed down. You know, in fact, if he was a Jewish man in Nazi Germany, he would have been house Jew.
What does that mean?
That he wouldn't have been in the shower. They wouldn't. Hitler would have been like, you're cooking in the house.
Oh.
He has a beautiful, cute face, you know. He has a face that children can draw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because children love to draw gigantic circles.
I would say the same about you.
Exactly. And I'm not going to argue against that.
You have very drawable face.
Very drawable, fat, chinky face.
Yeah.
With little slits. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want to say? Because I will beat you to the fucking roast. All right? My face is big and slitty. Okay?
Slitty.
So that's that. You know, it's like a circle and someone took a sword and went like that.
Mm-hmm.
And sliced eyes. Okay? I've been staring at his fucking cookbook that's been on my fucking table upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow cookbook with his fucking face on it. That beautiful face, you know? Yeah, like that. He's from Canada. Here's another thing that I know about him is that he did my brother's podcast before ours, which is fucking...
That was weird.
A betrayal.
Shout out, though.
Shout out to Steve. Love ya. Anyway, Maddie Matheson, give him a round.
Hello.
Hello.
That was nice.
That was nice.
That was nice. Nazi in-house Jewish guy to drawing children's faces.
Yeah, my face
as a baby.
Maddie, you know, we were supposed to have you early. Wasn't he on the books and then something? What happened?
Books. We were on the books and I was going to change the flight. And then I just didn't come.
Why did you come?
The country's trash. I was like, should I go? And then I was like, I can just keep making money in my own country. So
do you even have a capital in your country?
Ottawa. But
Do they have a capital there?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, we do.
What does that insurrection look like?
It's just a bunch of white people with powdered wigs walking around, eyes to the ground.
Handing out pamphlets.
Yeah, it's very...
So, Maddie, you live in Canada. I have to say about Canada, though, is you guys are just so annoyingly nice.
It's annoying. We're nicer than you.
Me specifically?
You people.
Oh.
Americans.
Yeah. You guys are annoyingly nice. You guys are annoyingly talented. It's annoying.
Michael J. Fox.
He's Canadian.
Yeah, he's Canadian. Mm. Jim Carrey. But what about the music?
Tragically Hip?
Arcade Fire.
Okay.
Isn't Arcade Fire Canadian?
Yeah, if you're a white college student.
Fuck you, Maddie. Matt Pompier.
Is Chad Kroeger Canadian?
Yeah, Van City, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nickelback style.
Mm. Yeah. Nickelback you guys have style. Really good talent up there.
Celine Dion?
Celine.
Never heard of her.
Oh, yeah, she's new.
She's great. One of the best vocal, you know.
She's done well for herself.
Very well. Mm-hmm. Whitney, though.
She's true.
And we'll throw that out there.
Shots fired.
I would say she's definitely on par.
You think that she's on par with Whitney Houston?
How many Whitney Houston songs can you say, like the names of, and how many Celine Dion songs can you say? You only know everyone just knows the Titanic song.
I don't know any of them.
I have Celine's greatest hits, and there's like 36 of them.
Start a tune, maybe I can finish it.
Oh my God. Okay, hang on.
Celine. Yeah.
There were nights when the wind was cold.
Yeah, that's
pretty
it.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that was it.
Amazing.
Give me another one.
Let me see. Well, you know the Titanic.
Just go ahead.
The Titanic.
Yeah. Everybody wants
the world.
Yeah.
I see you.
James Cameron, yeah.
Anyway, that's great. So
James he's Canadian.
Is James Cameron
Canadian?
He's from Chippewa.
Damn it.
Oh my.
Oh my God.
Right by where I live in Ridgeway.
Wait. You have directors from there too?
We have directors.
Oh my guy.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Holy fuck. I want him to come in my mouth.
He's from Winnipeg.
I want him to come in my mouth.
Justin Bieber.
It would be
Justin
nice.
Bieber.
Justin Bieber, come in my mouth.
Come in my mouth.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson.
Pam. God bless Pam.
Yeah.
No way. Sandra.
Squirt in my eyes.
Sandra O.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
Sandra
for sure.
O.
Yeah. Sandra O is from there.
Oh, you know what? Grace Park.
Grace Park.
Do you know who she is?
Korean.
Yes. Let me
ask.
Let me one show she's been on.
Korean one.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
I don't watch TV.
I know, but so you never saw it?
No.
Have I ever talked about Battlestar Galactica on the show?
Have you?
Maybe
in your notes.
6,000 times.
George, in your notes.
I just want to say this. I want to say this, though. If you've never seen that Battlestar Galactica, first of all, it's a pretty much all Canadian class.
It's based on Scientology.
No, it's not.
Oh.
They had the pot-faced Mexican guy on it. What's his name?
Edward
James Olmos.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Maddie, when did you start
cooking?
Oh, so, you know, I had this really good... I used to stand. My mother used to make bread every morning. Stand under him, that flour used to fall on.
Yeah.
I'd look up and be like, one day I'm going to be a chef.
Yeah.
Do tons of cocaine and kill myself. it was just like, you know, I saw everything. I did a couple blinks.
All right. I'm not asking for the origin story of fucking Maddie, okay? I just want to know, because I don't know anything about the fucking world.
2000. I think 2000.
In 2000, how old were you?
I was not eight. I went to cooking school. Yeah.
So you went to... Why did you go to cooking school?
Because I didn't get accepted to any other colleges.
There we go.
I'm an idiot.
So you're driven...
I'm a bare minimum student.
Yeah.
you know, just to get by.
Yeah, me
you know,
too.
Punk on the fat, chubby, you know, black hair, nail polish, yeah, hate society.
Yeah,
fuck,
yeah,
you know, yeah, fuck yeah, cops, yeah. Fuck jobs, fuck
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Just I was, you know, you and I are similar in that way. Like, I just, in high school, I was, like, I remember waking up going, I have no future.
Yeah, zero.
There's no future.
No hope.
I don't, there's no hope.
No.
What am now I going to do? I have no skill whatsoever. Mm. And so then you kind of go, you get kicked out of the house eventually.
Yeah.
And then you have to figure it out. But I guess we're similar in that way.
We're outsiders.
You think so?
I think so. I think we're just natural disruptors. Disruptors? Disruptors.
So you were rebellious as a young person?
You know, just punk, straight up.
Oh, right. Oh, like, what kind of punk did you listen to?
Just, you know, Bad Brains and Cro-Mags and Madball, hardcore, mostly hardcore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To be honest, not too punk, because I got into music through metal.
Oh, you liked metal.
I was a young metalhead. I was a very young metalhead into, like, Deicide and Obituary and all that kind of stuff.
I just kind of liked... it's just older stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Not really necessarily punk, but I was like kind of more into like
The Clash.
Even before that, like maybe like The Fugs.
The Fugs.
You remember The Fugs?
No.
You're like a New York kind of like before there was like, you know,
Stooges.
Lo-fi, very lo-fi music.
That's
and
nice.
I liked The Stooges a lot. I liked Velvet Underground, stuff like that. But
heroin music.
I liked heroin music.
Yeah.
I really did.
Heroin music's good.
Yeah. And I also liked Sadcore before it was sadcore.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I like listening to music and wanting to kill myself.
Yeah.
Did you really?
No. I don't have that part. No. I liked emo.
Yeah. Did you never want to kill yourself?
Not intentionally.
Yeah.
I think I'm a happy spirit. I don't have too many demons. I was just like a joy boy who wanted to get fucked up and like smash everything.
Yeah. Do you like women? I mean, you're married, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever experiment?
Both sides. I'm pansexual.
Are you really?
I don't know. I think when I was high and drunk,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, when I get drunk,
if I could do a key bump with you, I'd French kiss you.
Yeah.
You know,
when I get drunk, I get a little wild. I'll be honest.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's why I don't drink.
Yeah, but I've been with the same woman for 20 years.
Congrats. Wow.
Yeah, we went to prom together.
Ooh,
She's cute. I've
she's
seen
goth.
Photos of her.
She was goth. She was like the one hot goth chick. Her whole family. She's like the youngest of like. What, four goths? So we used to call them Kraft.
Yeah.
We used to make fun of it. It was just like small town shit. Her whole family was like the gothic girls.
Yeah.
You know, wait, I think she was Canadian too. Fairuza Balk from the Kraft, right?
Really? Maybe.
Wasn't she?
Gilbert.
Gilbert, get on
Google.
It.
Google, George.
What's wrong with you, Gilbert?
He has notes.
I'll be honest. I'm looking at photos of your beautiful family. I was like,
Look at your children.
Oh. Yeah, Google image me. There we go. Endless amounts. I've put my entire life on the internet.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, squishy. There she is. Look at her.
So you started cooking at when you were 20-ish?
Yeah, and then I dropped out of college, and then, you know, and then I dropped out of college, and then, and then I like toured around with like some metal bands and punk bands and stuff and have fun. And then you know, I come from a working class family, so I didn't have like money.
Mm.
So then I had to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a job when you used to have to hand out resumes. And then I used to hand out a lot of resumes. And then I got a job at like the best bistro in Toronto.
Mm.
And then I was working there.
And that's how it happened.
And then, that was like, I went in there and I was like, oh, this is like a real thing. This is like school. Everyone's wearing chef whites and there's a chef and it's very intense. And and then I liked it and I was good at it. And then I built up like self-esteem, I think. A little bit of self-esteem because I was good at something.
But I bet you money, though, that you also loved it.
I loved it. It was very similar to being like with my friends' bands and being on the road and being in a van. It's tight knit. It's very intense. It's long hours.
That's the thing. I think that
you know
the thing that one needs to find is a thing that they love to do, right? Because I was addicted to even when I was a young guy to just going up in random places and doing stand up. You know, and the adrenaline of it. And that was the first time where I felt kind of like alive, you know? Not that you think that you're gonna like make it really. Mm. You just like, I found a thing.
You finally found a place that you belonged.
Yeah.
And that you respected. And you were like, if I give something, I get something back from it.
Yeah, there was
reciprocal.
This, yeah, there was this man by the name of Fred Burns, who was the general manager of the Comedy Store in the 90s, and he was had spinal bifida, so you'd have to carry him around. And he was a drunk as well. And me and my friend Jonathan Gottsick, he used to go, come over. Because we used to like make him like omelets. I don't, not me, but Jonathan would. And like, and he would like get drunk until 2-3 in the morning. And in this small little tiny apartment, he lived with also these two other comedians. And he would tell these wild stand-up stories. And I remember me and Jonathan, because we were in our 20s.
Yeah.
And just sitting around like, kind of like, not a campfire, but it felt like that. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, listening to like these wild stories with him and his interactions with Roseanne Barr or whatever I might have been, right? And going, I can't, this is unbelievable. And just, you just felt like you were a part of something magical, I guess. Did you feel the same way?
Well, Bobby.
Uh-huh.
The,
hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
I think it was the first time that I was like, just a part of something and I can contribute.
Yeah.
Where like before it was like I was in school and I didn't like love it, but I did good at it. And then like punk, like when I used to tour, I was never in the band. I was always just like the homie that would go and like do merch or get drunk and wasn't allowed to even touch the gear. So I couldn't even load gear.
Yeah.
I was like, I was morale. I was like a little morale puppy in the van.
Yeah.
And then when I started working at Le Select, it was just like all of a sudden it clicked instantly. It really clicked instantly. And I was just like a part of something. And it was, I never worked that hard in my life, but it was, that's not a lie. But I think it's like, it was just like, it was the best. It was just like a bunch of psychopaths. You know, it was extremely toxic and it was it was a bunch of psychopaths and it was like drug fuel. It was like everything that like, you know, Bourdain would write about, and it was before social media. It was before you had phones.
Yeah.
You know, like
I
didn't have a phone, and like you would just like get high on cocaine all day and cook French food.
And then
like fight and fuck and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And make cassoulet.
It's so weird. Something happened where chefs became punk, like rock stars.
Yeah. We watched that documentary, the one about the Mensch.
What's it called?
The guy who started the manager guy. Who
Emerald.
Like the guy who did Emerald.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that sort of explained how you know celebrity chef sort of came to be. Right.
It's a wild thing because it is. Some people look for it, right? Mm-hmm. Like some people want to be that. Whereas this, like, some people are just like real deal dudes. Like, there's probably a lot of comedians or people that like want to be this big thing, but they haven't done the groundwork and they're just not a real deal. Or like, you know, the actor's actor, or the comedian's comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like a thing where I think it was just like in the place I learned how to cook French food from a Vietnamese guy who was a fucking refugee psychopath.
What's his name?
Rang. Rang's my mentor.
Yeah, Master Rang.
Master Rang.
He likes the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad. He loves that. Dude,
That's his Christmas movie.
He's only got like fucking. He's got like five things he says.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just like.
Have you seen that movie?
Never.
Oh my God.
What? Which one?
I've seen Good, the Bad, Samurai. Oh, I've seen The Seven Samurai, but I haven't seen Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh God. It's Sergio Leone. Let me look at my eyes, man. My little.
Tell me.
It's Sergio Leone.
Sergio Leone.
Clint Eastwood's in it. Right?
Yeah.
It's very...
The Mule.
It's very art...
The Mule.
Good movie.
I've never seen it. Good. Was it good?
Yeah. Way better than The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Or anything else. That's his greatest movie.
You didn't see it.
The Mule.
Yeah.
Your story sucks.
I know.
Spaghetti Western sucked. The Mule.
I like the Clint Eastwood one.
90-year-old man bringing cocaine everywhere. Regaining his love and respect from his family.
What about the movie where he was like racist toward Asians? That was a good one.
When he called the lady. Gran Torino.
Cry Baby?
Gran Torino.
Girls Don't Cry.
Yeah, Gran Torino.
Boys Don't Cry.
Boys Don't Cry.
That was, you're talking about Million Dollar Baby.
Hilary Swank.
Million Dollar Baby.
Fucking good Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah, she was. Hilary Swank.
She was.
I know, but Clint Eastwood wasn't.
Yeah, he directed it.
Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby he directed.
Mm-hmm.
But what did Boys Don't Cry have anything to do
Same
with
Same movie.
Chloe Kelly.
I didn't realize.
No.
Wow.
Part one, part two.
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry, I didn't know.
Prequel.
My bad. No. So,
you know who we're talking about celebrity chefs in the 90s. Mm-hmm. My dad used to always have Jacques Pepin on.
Jacques. He's the king.
Mm-hmm.
He's a legend. I remember I was in Copenhagen and I watched that guy in front of like 1,000 people just make like butter roses. And the whole crowd was just like, ah! It was like seeing like Michael Jordan like shoot a three throw or some shit or dunk. It was just like this, you know, he's old and he's just like talking. He's like, now you take the butter, you make a rose and you scrape it.
Yeah.
And you make a rose and then you put it in ice water and now you butter a rose. And but watching a guy, like, it was just incredible. He's so old. And, but even his YouTube is incredible. It's like him and his, like, homie actual kitchen.
Yeah.
And he's just making, he's incredible. He's truly incredible.
That was my entire childhood.
Yeah.
There was another one, the guy with a walk. Is it Yan Can Cook?
Yan Can Cook. Walk with Yan. Yeah. Walk with Yan.
Yeah.
Walk with Yan.
If Yan can cook, so can you is what that was his.
And he always had different aprons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Canadian.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
Isn't he? Yeah. Am I crazy?
No, you're right.
I am right.
What makes Master Ring a master?
No, he's American. You lied, man.
Yeah, you're a liar.
Anyone's like it's just Sylvester Stallone. He's Canadian.
Why is he Master Ring? Because you said
I feel like saying master anything now is out, but I think he used to call himself because he was just like, I'm not a chef. I'm the master of the kitchen. And he was just
so
I
he
think
claims
he just,
to be the master.
Yeah.
He claimed it.
He claimed gave him the, he was. Yeah, he's like, I'm the master.
Well, I'm
nobody
master.
Else just called the,
I'm Master
the angry
Lee. Can I be Master Lee then?
Master. You can be, yeah.
Can I be Master Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of
know,
like a master. Huh?
If you purchase plane tickets in the Philippines, on the drop thing, it says Mr., Mrs., Master.
Oh.
So I always put Master in my, when I purchase
your
tickets
master.
There.
Yes.
I did for you too when we were going inter-island flights.
Double Master.
How the fuck are you Master?
It just was an option, so I chose it.
Oh.
But you're right, I'm not.
No, I want you to be. No, I don't. Yeah. I'm not making fun. No. Hey, baby.
He's a master, man.
You are a master.
He's a master.
I think you read it wrong. I was just asking.
Bobby.
I made you a master, too.
I know, but I don't know how you're one, but that's all I'm asking. How the fuck you are.
You're right.
If you're a master
down.
As well, let it be that, you know?
Masters.
Did you know, what's her name? Alisa Lam?
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so I did. I went to college with her.
No, are you no?
Because she did go to
no.
School in Canada. She's from Vancouver.
No, don't lie.
No,
don't lie.
I'm about to tell you something.
Are you lying though?
I came on this podcast to tell you I went to high school with her. No,
college.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
You know,
because you mentioned her before, and you said she died in.
Well, she's from Vancouver, so
what
I.
What are you talking about?
Just
a random person from Canada?
No,
one random person that died in 2013 from Canada. That's your problem.
No,
Americans.
She's not a nobody.
Why do you know?
She's not a nobody.
They
just, there's a fucking Netflix documentary about her,
Who?
You fuck. It's trending number 10 or something.
Trending.
Yeah. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't.
All right.
Fill me
So
in.
I'm going to fill you in right now, dude. All right, just fucking hold your britches. Is that
britches held?
Hold your britches.
Holding on.
All right, so check it out. All right, bro. I didn't know much either. So I didn't know much either. So the other night, she goes, "Let's do some a family activity." What she does, right?
Okay.
So I go, "You want to watch something?" When she says that, she wants the whole family, which is we have this little one living here too. She's in high school.
Puppies.
No, a human.
Human being.
Oh.
Human.
You have another human living here.
Yeah, my niece.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. If you watch Bad Friends, it's Jules or Rudy.
I don't watch it.
Okay. Well, that's rude.
I watch the clips on Instagram. I don't watch podcast.
I get this fine.
Do you watch my podcast? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ascribes to yours, the Lincoln Project, and somebody else. Right? That's it. So check Yeah. All right. So here we go. So she goes, let's watch the thing about the Hotel Cecil.
Oh.
What is it?
The okay.
No, tell, what is it?
It's the chick in the elevator thingy and the ghost.
Yeah.
But then she was in the water thing.
Yeah. Yes. There we
and
go.
Then people drank the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the entire synopsis, actually.
Yeah, you just said the whole thing.
So okay. So.
Yeah.
I do have a story about that.
If you don't, though, I'm going to kick you out of the house.
Okay. Oh. So me and my podcast co-partner, Two-Tone. So he lives.
That's his name.
Two-Tone.
There's no way.
He's black and white.
Okay.
No, he's a graffiti writer.
All right.
And so. He lives by. Have you guys ever listened to Root of Evil,
Mm-mm.
the podcast?
Mm-mm.
So it's about the Black Dahlia murder.
Yeah.
And it's about, the
I don't,
house
I don't know that
she
one.
Was supposedly murdered
explain
at.
Explain me the Black,
you know the Black Dahlia.
Explain me the Black
in the
Dahlia.
In the 50s?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, I went to college with her.
Oh, in Vancouver?
Again?
How does that feel?
How does that feel? It makes me feel small. It makes me feel small.
Go ahead. Tell me the Black Dahlia.
You tell me a story, I'll tell you. That's a podcast, isn't it? Like we're on cocaine at 5 in the morning. Hey. You tell me about your childhood.
Tell me about the Black Dahlia.
Okay, so it leads into the Cecil thing.
Yeah.
So my home, Two-Tone, lives down the street from where the Black Dahlia was supposedly murdered.
Stop for a second.
The house.
Yeah.
Stop for a second. When you said Two-Tone, I thought you said Tone Loke.
No.
And in my head, I know, and I thought, oh, he's doing a podcast with Tone Loke.
Yeah, no.
But Two-Tone's a different guy.
Different guy from Venice.
Okay, move on.
Okay. So, the house... Anyway, so the fucking house, this crazy, creepy house. Root of Evil is one of the craziest... I've talked about it multiple times.
Okay.
It's about the great-great-grandchildren of the person who maybe killed the Black Dahlia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their family trauma, fucking four generations.
Uh-huh.
And it's insane. And so, but the house where the Black Dahlia was murdered at is like literally a block away from Two-Tone's house. And it's this big, crazy Frank Lloyd Wright's son. It looks like this giant fucking alligator haunted mansion. And it's right on Franklin.
Wait.
Right, Franklin and Norman.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Frank Lloyd Wright designed it?
Frank Lloyd Wright's son.
Designed it.
Designed the house. Architecture.
Well, that's nothing then.
It's trash.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah.
Loser. Loser. Frank Lloyd Wright's son. Loser. Frank Lloyd Wright. Awesome.
Yeah. It's like, listen to the song and you listen to it. Yeah, that was Bono's cousin wrote that.
Yeah.
And you're like, Bono's cousin. I don't give a fuck about
loser.
That. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And.
All right, go ahead.
I know. It's a long, stupid
thing. No, I like it.
We're going to edit something.
No, we're not editing anything. No,
we're
not
editing anything out.
We love every single minute of it. Let me finish.
So.
Let me finish. We love every single minute
of it.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So me and Two-Tone are like, let's go on a murder mystery of L.A. And so we go down to Cecil and we open the fucking doors and they can just open the door. We open the fucking doors.
Of the hotel?
Yeah.
Because it's closed now.
It is closed.
Yeah.
And we got into the lobby and we literally just walked up to the thing. We're like, I bet we could just open these. And they're like the electric slide doors. And we just were like, and they opened.
Wow.
And then we walked into the thing because he was like, dude, check this out. Because I was like, yo, let's go on some spooky shit. This house is really spooky. Let's go to another spooky thing. And he's like, have you ever heard of the Cecil Hotel fucking thing? And he's like somebody jumped off the fucking story or like inside into the thing and all this stuff. And then he showed me the Vancouver thing of the woman in the thing.
Yeah.
Fortunately, whatever happened.
Yeah.
But we went into the lobby and we got spooked and we ran out. And we had, I don't know if my phone, I have photos of it. It was so crazy.
We believe you.
I have photos. We'll edit them in.
Yeah.
Me and Two-Tone. We got our friend Andrea to take photos of us in the lobby.
All right.
I'm sorry that poor girl died.
Yeah.
But it sounds cool, the documentary.
What are your beliefs on...
ghosts?
Yeah, on ghosts.
No, about her first. What are your beliefs, what happened?
Obviously something happened. She wasn't acting regular.
Uh-huh.
And she ended up in water and people drank it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's like watching it is like it's real. I believe.
Of course it happened.
I know. But then how did it happen? Spears. Dude, we're staying in a fucking house right now.
Yeah.
I'm fucking, my wife's lives in this really old house on the water. And like her parents do. It's this
by
old
the river?
House.
By a river?
By Lake Erie, right on Lake Erie, Buffalo's across. During the Prohibition, there's like a tunnel under like a cutout, and they used to do like crazy Prohibition parties.
Oh, it's like Bruce Wayne's mansion.
It's like Bruce Wayne's mansion.
Yeah.
Father's a dentist. It's great.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice being married to somebody with money. So they fucking, that house is 100% fucking haunted. I've heard, me and Trisha walked in high school and started having a conversation with like her mother. Mother was not in the fucking, like on the floor. And we walked in and she was just like somebody asked us how the night was. And we both were like engaging, being like, oh yeah, we were at this party and like, we're kind of dusted. And we're like, oh, I don't know. And we're both talking to this person. And we thought it was coming from her mom where she sits and knitted until like we would come home. And nobody was in the fucking room. And then there's other times where Trisha called me and she was just like, I'm up in the attic. Cause her attic's like a kind of an apartment and that's where we used to stay.
Yeah.
And we were up, and she's like, I can't, nobody's home, and there's just fucking so many people running around the house right now. And she's like, can you come here?
Oh, my God.
And then, literally, we're low-key, we're renoing our house right now, and we're renting another house on the lake. And she texted me 2 days ago being like, I swear, listen to this.
We believe you.
I'll read the text because it's wild. Trishy.
More photos or something.
Some naked, you want just like naked shots of my wife for Valentine's Day? Trisha.
Oh, can I? Oh, just once you said that, it just sprung up a thing in my head.
Mm-hmm. Ghosts are real. I think spirits are real.
So when I'm on, I'm on Magnum PI sometimes. Yeah. And there's an actor named Zach Knight on it.
Mm-hmm. Zach Knight. He sounds. Does he have abs?
Yeah.
Sounds like he has
He's cute
abs.
As fuck. Mm-hmm. He's cute as fuck. And he goes because he bought a house in Hawaii, and he goes, check out my house. I just bought it, and he showed me a photo that I wasn't supposed to see. So in the background of this house, it's like the interior of this house, is his wife completely naked.
Yeah.
Right, I go, this is nice, right?
You're and he
got
windows.
So embarrassed. He got so, anyway. So go ahead.
Okay. This is on Friday. No word of a lie. I just heard a man's voice like on the television. I thought it was Mac somehow got my phone while I was in the washroom. I asked Mac what he was watching and he said nothing. And then I told him I thought I heard something. And he said, I told you this place is haunted. My son's 4.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like.
But how long have you guys been there?
Get the fuck out of there!
You gotta get out
You've
of there.
You've been there like a week?
You gotta get out of there!
What about the previous house where you were engaging with?
Trisha's family still lives there. We go there like.
Is that where the attic is?
Trisha's house is the house with the attic where I'm like, I don't know what the fuck it was. I definitely was answering something that asked me a question.
We don't have attics. We're not from the 1800s. We don't have attics in LA.
We also
what do attics look like?
Okay, attics. So they're like, there's a roof, and the roof goes like this.
Yes, tell me.
And then most ceilings go here.
Right.
And then above the ceiling, maybe where there's things called rafters.
I know what they are, but what I'm
and
saying.
And then rafters are wood, and they're coming from trees. And then there's men with long saws, and they stand on the other side.
I know.
And you go like this.
I know.
And you, if you hold the saw, you hold the saw, and we could cut down a tree together.
I know.
And then you break
that's never
going to
happen, by the way.
And
that will never happen.
You take the wood and you mill it into planks.
Oh, I get it. I know how fucking wood is made.
So and then above the drywall. So drywall.
I know.
It used to be made out of asbestos.
Asbestos. Popcorn ceilings are done.
Can I ask a question? May I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've seen horror movies where they hear a noise, right?
Yeah.
And then they open up the
ceiling. Mr. Boogity.
Right? Mm-hmm. And there's always some white person. It's always white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then with the flashlight, and they look around, right?
They stay there, yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. It's just like, if I had an attic, I wouldn't even know how to get up there.
No. In this house,
yeah.
There's a giant one of those things that you pull down from the attic.
Yeah.
And it's like
Clark Griswold.
Dude, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Breathe.
Christmas Vacation.
Great film.
Great film. Favorite.
Great film.
Which one though?
Christmas Vacation.
No,
European
was funny.
You see more tits.
I loved European. When he goes up there, he's in Germany, he does that dance up there with everybody. Yeah, that's
incredible.
Fun. Incredible.
If you did see boobs. Did you see boobs?
Yes, I loved them.
Yeah.
In Christmas? No.
No, not no, in no. Christmas.
In European.
But in European.
Yeah, European.
I love boobs.
They're D's. but I don't know. I think Patricia texted me, and she said, sorry, my voice is quiet. I've done 3 podcasts today.
Stop. Which ones?
I did David Chang's, and then I did.
No, sweetie.
No, being honest.
Turns out he lives in LA and he just doesn't want to see you.
Did you do 3 today?
He does. He lives in Hancock Park.
Did you do 3 today, though?
No.
None.
I did 1.
Who?
Mine. I can do mine.
On your trip here to LA, you have other podcasts planned?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Tomorrow I'm doing Whiskey Ginger. Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing Your Mom's House.
Are you being really?
And then I'm doing Bloodbath.
Yeah.
I'll wear my dress.
Yeah.
And then, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll wear whatever.
Okay.
That one, she's the blonde woman.
Annie Letterman.
Woo.
What do you mean?
She's like the thing she says.
She's the East Coast Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
She is a sniper.
She's an animal.
Yeah. She like watching her rip the other one?
Little Esther.
Esther?
Yeah.
Esther watching. I just watched the thing today.
Yeah.
I followed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But the it was good. The hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid talk was good.
Yeah.
Wait, so back anyway. Back to ghosts. You guys are just okay with their presence then.
We're okay with it because the thing is, we're okay.
No,
you know, if a man's talking to my son, what's he going to do? Tell him to jump off the stairs and crack his skull?
Right.
I mean, we don't know.
I don't know either. We're going to find out, though.
No.
I paid cash rent for like months. I don't know. I kind of fucked up.
But can I ask you, if you're out, like, because you're in the boonies, right?
We're isolated.
Right. So my point, though, is because I've never lived in an isolated house, you know, where there's no neighbor.
There's a bunch of haunted empty.
So maybe, you know, your mind plays tricks on you.
There's like, I think there's a lot of sounds.
Yeah.
And I think that I hear things all the time. I don't know if it's all the LSDs or whatever, but I think it's just like, you hear what you're in thought, right?
Yeah.
You're in thought constantly. And I think that I need to.
You're fine, Maddie. You're doing great.
I'm fine. This is so great. this is so great, everybody in Tiger Belly Land. Fucking. Yeah. I don't know. I I really try not to make a decision on how I feel about it. Because it's just like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I go to Trisha's parents. We heard that voice and I never heard anything ever again. Mm. Trisha's heard multiple voices, not in like fucking 15 years. And it's just like, I'm not living my life to that drum. You know, I live my life.
So lucky.
I think it's like, even Trisha texts me. She's like, I'm actually not even scared or like stressed about it. She's just like, it's kind of like, huh, whatever. And I'm like, I think if you have that, not even like, I think if you hear it and understand it, but if you get into, like, it's just like, it's. I think it's your mentality, maybe. Like, if you let it scare you, then you're cooked. Because it's your own head. That's your own master to your own head.
I've been cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
I've been cooked to death. I am so afraid of all of that.
Look where you live. You live, it's all spooky dooky up here.
It is spooky up here.
Spooky up here.
I don't know my neighbors. I don't talk to my neighbors.
No.
I cross the street when I see
somebody
one of them.
Somebody was sweeping just the road. What's up with that? Somebody was just outside sweeping the road.
So, see, Maddie, this box right here?
Oh.
This is my dad's ashes. What's so funny?
What a villainous
so
laugh.
Good.
So fucking funny, man.
I think that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So
I love you.
So I use this.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so I use this.
You fucking animal. I love that.
So I have an A meeting.
Amazing.
I go to an A meeting Wednesday night.
Yeah, let's go.
And are you a sober?
Yeah, Serenity. Let's go.
No, are you an A?
Dude, I got almost 9 years.
Dude, be real?
Bro.
Oh, good.
November 12th.
Oh, congratulations,
man.
Let's go. So anyway, I'm on a Zoom meeting, and I put my iPad on this, right? And I was putting glue on my thumb. I put glues on my thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm AA meeting, and all of a sudden, this thing started trembling.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, so it started going like this. Like that, right? And there was, like, no earthquake, right?
Somebody's oversharing.
Maybe
they're cross talking.
No, I was sharing. My dad was going, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Were you talking about him?
No, I wasn't. But then I shared it at the thing. I go, this my iPad's on top of this thing and it trembled. Yeah, it was pretty fucking scary.
Yeah.
I think
Papa's.
But anyway, here's dad right here. You know? Look
beautiful.
How tan he was.
I like that. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Look at those arms. Nice he used to beat me with these arms.
Typical. Angry
Very
father.
Very strong. Look at him.
Look at him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good shoulders.
Yeah.
Do you have like good forearms? You have nice forearms. You have
how?
You have like nice forearms.
He has nice forearms.
Yeah.
He has nice
sturdy.
Legs.
He's sturdy.
Mm-hmm. Nice trunk.
You couldn't push him over.
You can't. It's impossible.
Yeah.
What?
Low bearing.
Low bearing.
Hello? He's like a low bearing wall.
Center of gravity is just nice.
Like good ankles.
Mm-hmm.
What?
He's got good ankles.
Thank you.
Can't be tipped over, babe.
No.
Nice.
No.
Although, I have to be honest with you, I think I'm on the verge of getting diabetes.
Yes.
You can feel
what do you mean?
Well, why not?
Because
rich life. You're like a king.
Are you a king if you don't have gout?
Yeah. You need gout to be a king.
It's true.
You eat grapes and like goose.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe I am a king.
Robert Baratheon, babe. Come on.
Oh, that's right. Am I going to get killed by a boar?
Maybe.
Yeah. Was he killed by a boar or what? Did somebody kill him?
I think somebody poured gold over his body.
No, that's
not that
somebody.
Jeffrey.
Somebody, some other guy.
Wait, that wasn't Jeffrey.
There was a dragon.
Did you ever see?
It was Daenerys' brother.
It's one of my favorite shows. Are you being facetious?
I don't know. I think.
Do you ever see the show?
the
all
incest.
Of it. Game of
Thrones. I only watched it for the incest. I was like, I wish I could fuck my brother the way.
Yeah.
I was like, I just wish my brother was a hot babe,
yeah,
queen that killed everybody.
I think incest is okay. Not, oh, it's never okay.
No,
it's never okay. But
let it be clear, no, yeah, incest is not okay.
It's never okay.
Don't fuck your brothers or sister.
I know, but if you have like, I have one brother, so incest
you
is
would
not okay.
69ing,
it would, that's not okay. Mm-mm. All right, but I could see a world where, just hear me out, right? We'd have to cut this out, right?
We'll have to.
Yeah.
It's happening.
But if I like lived with, if I was in a Mormon family.
Yeah. I was lived, brought up Mormon.
Really?
Really?
So,
weren't you Mormon for
I was
a
Mormon
quick
too, yeah.
Too?
So, Latter-day Saints. Bro.
You and I have the same, very similar in many ways.
We're broken.
We're broken. And I can imagine Elmer having like Blue. 30 brothers and sisters living on a compound, right?
Yeah.
So I have 30 brothers and sisters. I live on a compound way out in like Nevada or somewhere, right? I could see maybe like sneak, you know, maybe.
Sneaky. The light hits the sundress a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's doing your father's laundry.
Also, like, I can also imagine, you know, my father or my parents not letting us have TV.
Yeah.
Or like the internet or anything, right? Mm. So it's like, you know, the first time I see a naked woman's body is my sister's
and you're like,
body.
I want to eat that out.
What?
What?
No. I don't know. Is that where you're going?
It's too far.
That's too far.
It's way too far.
That's too far.
Yeah.
That pink.
Like, suck on a nipple.
Suck on a nipple.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss on the neck.
Eat that out.
I mean, a kiss on the neck.
That picture you painted is exactly why I got molested.
Oh, wow. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
I thought it up. My bad.
If it was like a multiple family compound. The son hit my sundress. You know, and I got fisted by my cousin.
Wow.
That was.
Was he a pygmy? I mean,
that's too far.
Yeah, it's way too
took
far.
It too far.
She tried too far. Far. She's making fun.
He took it too far.
Yeah, I'm going to have that discussion with him next time in the Philippines.
Oh,
I go, don't fist.
He's a fucking.
Use a finger first.
He's a pastor now, you guys.
We
got to
kill him.
With
let's
him.
Go to that church.
Let's kill him.
Let's become followers.
I wouldn't mind that.
Let's kill.
Let's
everybody.
Go.
No time for breakdown.
That's the only reason why I think incest would be not even okay, but you know, I could see it happening.
Yeah.
You know I mean, in that scenario. But in any other scenario, it's absolutely wrong.
It's wrong all the way.
Yeah. Why are you leaving room?
Yeah, you're right. It's wrong everywhere.
It's all wrong everywhere.
That's around the
so
world.
Good.
Around the world.
That was the message.
Robert that's the message I wanted.
It was all wrong.
Say no, go.
It's all wrong.
It's going to start shaking the box. They're shaking now.
Yeah. Did you have a traumatic childhood? Your parents were cool?
Of course.
How did you become such a joy boy then?
Yeah.
Because at an early age, I realized it wasn't my fault.
How do you realize that so young?
It was around 10 years old. I just realized it was, I don't know. It was a hard realization, but it was one. Because yeah.
So you're
sober. What happened at 10 that you realized, okay, this has nothing to do with me?
I think he's lying, babe.
No, I don't think. No, I had a very traumatic.
Have that kind of reality,
I had a very
I believe
traumatic
this.
Childhood, and I don't know. I don't know. I maybe not at 10. Let's say like
19.
No. I was like a demonic. Like I would do everything in me to forget about everything and do all the stuff.
Yeah.
But I still knew that it wasn't like. Like, you go through all those things, like, who am I? Am I gay? Am I this? Am I that? Am I this?
Yeah.
I love that this is what we're talking about on Tiger Belly. The fucking, but the yeah. I think it was just like, I don't know. I didn't feel sorry for myself. I didn't feel, I didn't provoke it. I didn't do anything. It was that person taking the purity, you know? And I was just like, okay. And I just was just kind of like, had that mentality of like, If I feel bad and if every time that I do something that hurts me or do something like that, they win again. And I just think that I had that weird mentality or I don't know. It clicked. It just really, it was like one of those things where it was like, that person like is dust. So it's just like, whatever.
So when you did get sober 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Did you go to a rehab or you just?
No.
Okay.
I had an intervention.
Oh, there was an intervention.
I had a heart attack 2 years prior.
Oh, wow.
And then I had a little Superman ego because I didn't die. And then at the moment of Yeah, I think it was like one of those things where at that moment when I chose to say fuck it every single time, that's when I knew that it changed. Where I went from joy boy to like addict, and I went to greedy, selfish, harming, stealing, lying, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I just kept on going darker and deeper, and then about 2 years down the road, I had some good friends.
Wow. And so did you, so what, because for me, every time I got sober 3 times.
Yeah.
I went away somewhere, right? So you didn't have to go away anywhere?
No, it was like one of those things where I had, and I said this before, I've talked about this a little bit. It was 4 of my best friends, and I asked, Trish wasn't there. And they were just like, it's up to you now. Like, she has nothing more to say. You've been with her. I was with her for everything, right?
Right.
So it was just like, there was no more secrets. There's no more anything. She was just like, it's up to you. And that really kind of clicked.
Yeah.
And then we talked for like 4 hours, and it was all my homies. And it was just like, there's nowhere to lie.
Mm.
There was nowhere to lie anymore. There was no nothing. And then the next day I went to a meeting, and it was crazy. It was like the miracle happened. I was just like, I was there. I identified. I was like, this is a crazy thing. A giant man gave me my first key tag. And I was just like, I just hugged a dude I didn't know.
Yeah.
It was like the scariest. It was like those. It was like all the cliches. It was like the scariest moment of my life. Scarier than anything. Cause I was just like in a group of a bunch of, you know, my ego. Like, it was just like everything. It was like all at once, this like rainbow of fear and love and fucking anxieties and letting go and understanding that I didn't have to lie anymore. It was the lying, you know, it was the lying that I was so, because I am such a genuine, nice person. The lying is what kind of hurt me the most, I think.
Do you still go to meetings now or?
Periodically.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest.
Me too, yeah. I should go to more.
I never did therapy.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, I started going to therapy.
That's what I did.
And I don't think one for the other. I don't believe in that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But I think, because I think the program gave me everything. It gave me my entire life back. But I think doing therapy is a very different kind of process that I've never done before. And it's working on like a lot of different things that I never worked on doing the steps. And I never worked on doing other things. It opened up different doors. And I really kind of enjoy that.
Yeah, they don't talk about in 12-step groups trauma, right? And, you know, they don't have there's just certain things that they don't address, you know what I mean, in those rooms that I found that therapy was necessary, you know?
Yeah.
There's certain issues that you can deal with, you know, in therapy that you don't necessarily address in 12-step
groups. Well, I think it's a different thing where I think and I'm very new to therapy and – I don't know. Like, for me, in the first hour, I was just like, here's just real quick cliff notes.
Yeah,
I don't want to waste time.
You're not
listening.
I was just
like,
we love listening.
Mad trauma, like, yeah.
We love the shit.
I was just like, no, it's just like one of those things where you're just like, this is fucked up. I want to get rid of this. I've been with the same woman for 20 years. Mm-hmm. A lot of resentments, a lot of, you know, just like life.
Yeah.
Like, no matter, a lot of love, more good than bad, just a long history.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, like, you know, drug use and alcohol use and everything use. So it was just like going into therapy was just like an interest. I don't know. It's just like an interest. It's just something new, too. So I like it. And as no matter what you say, your ego likes telling your own story again and again, you know.
Yeah.
So it was just nice to have this new, refreshing kind of virtual face.
Yeah.
So it was just like, it was just an interesting thing, and I like doing it. And I see results. It's like, it's nice that there isn't like language around it. And because with going to the rooms, all of a sudden I'm like, I'm learning this whole new language and how to speak. And I was just like watching these old timers. I'm like, what is going on here?
Wow.
And everyone's got sayings. Everyone's like fucking just chirping each other. And what is all that? Like, everyone's just like, well, who are those old dogs over there? Oh, they got 45 years clean. They don't do shit. And it's just like, okay. And it's just like, I think it's just, I think it's nice. I love the fellowship. I love everything about it. And at the same time, I'm like really enjoying therapy.
Yeah, there was
I don't know what I'm, yeah.
There's this thing about when I was 17, I used to skateboard past the Alano Club because I was sober when I was 17.
Mm.
And I used to see like old timers, you know, guys with 40 years of sobriety just play poker and chess all day long. Mm-hmm. At the lawn and smoke cigarettes and drink coffee, right? And that's all they did, you know what I mean, for their sobriety, you know? And I remember like walking by there one time. I was going to go to a meeting, and I thought to myself, that can't be, You know what I mean?
That's not the end game for you.
Yeah, there's got to be way more for me.
Yeah, but that's also, that's just you picking a thing to become indifferent with the program.
Yeah. But, I believe that the program, you know what I mean, is the foundation of how I live my life, kind of, you know what I mean? But it's like, I just, you know, I think that when you choose to be sober, right, you're choosing to live the biggest life that you could possibly live, you know? I dream big. You know, and I try to live big, you know, and, you know, I'm glad you came on the show because I feel like you and I have a lot of similarities. Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of similarities between. I really like you a lot.
I like you.
I didn't know anything about you.
Well, I've divulged more on this than my own podcast, so it's good.
Wow.
I feel it's a warm face and a nice person, and it's nice.
You hear that? Warm face, warm nice face, person.
Nice person.
Wait,
warm face, nice person.
Warm face.
On your tombstones, that's what it'll say.
Warm face, nice person.
Do I have a warm
face, nice person?
Do I have warmth
and
or no?
One of your adopted dogs will have a couple boxes.
Yeah. You don't. Oh, so you before you came, we talked a little bit before, because I want to just address this. So you went to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Right?
To Vietnam, yeah.
We're going back to that.
And,
yeah.
You tried to eat dog?
I didn't try to eat dog. So we were there.
Yeah.
And we were with we had this French, what do you call people? Expat? Mm-hmm. So we had this like kind of asshole French expat that was taking us around.
Yeah.
And he kind of asked, he was like, hey, do you want to see like the dog market?
Yeah.
And we were just like, is it okay?
I love that.
Just a quick, are you getting texts?
No.
Okay.
Wait. Did that annoy you?
No, I liked it.
It's so weird that you.
Is that what you do?
No, because I did it so quickly.
But I saw you were indifferent with my conversation.
No. I wasn't.
I'm about to start talking about the dog market.
No.
You're like, hey, what color are your eyes?
No. Excuse me, Maddie.
Like, hey, how much do you weigh?
Maddie. Maddie, that's not what I was doing, Maddie.
Mommy,
that is
what I saw.
I am so glad you called him out on that. Let me just say, it's not just what you saw, it's what happened.
It is what happened. It's him. It's his heart. What's your part in that?
Fuck you.
What's
guys.
What's your part in that?
I'll tell you my part of it. All right.
I'm not going to finish my story.
That's
either.
Like a fighter checking the time.
No.
Yeah. You're like, how long have we been talking to this guy?
No.
Unbelievable.
Okay, all right. Now, since you brought it up, let me be real with you.
I have a hard out.
No. Since you brought it up, let me be real with you.
In texts?
No, Maddie, let me be real with you for a second, okay?
Bobby,
since
please.
You fucking brought it up,
please.
All right? So when I thought to myself, right?
Yeah.
I love this guest, right? Let's just go. I could do
Let's
this forever.
Forever.
Right? So when once I thought that, I'm like, what time is it?
He's an ADD kid, to be
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, in my head, I'm like, what?
Me too.
Yeah, in my head, I was like, me what too. Time is it, right? So I had a positive thought. I like this guy a lot. Right? I want to talk forever, right? And then the next thought, what time is it? So once I thought that, I just touched the phone. And I was going to, with my, peripheral vision.
Yeah.
Right? Look at the time.
What?
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's what happened, right?
Yeah.
So let me say something to you. Let me do a formal apology. What you just did there doesn't
Make
bother me.
Amends.
What you just did right there doesn't bother me.
Make
I know
amends.
What you just did. So, all right. So here.
Oh, on his knees.
Put the glue on your thumb.
No, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do.
Glue on your thumb.
I'm going to do what you tell me to do, right?
Okay.
What I did there, right, was nothing.
It was.
But.
You're on your knees.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Maddie, that you perceive that to be me being indifferent.
See, that's
to your
gaslighting.
Story.
It wasn't a perception.
It wasn't a perception. It was reality.
It was reality.
You asked me a question about going to Vietnam and going to a dog market. That's a pretty intense subject.
Uh-huh.
Then at that moment, you're like,
okay, you're right. Maddie, look at Maddie.
Plant-based.
Maddie?
So I went to Vietnam.
So go to Vietnam.
French expat,
dog asshole, market. Who cares? We go to this... You know, we're like the Vice crew, you know, we're in Vietnam. Yeah. It's real cool. We're Vice. We're so cool. And then, and this guy just is just like, yo, do you want to see like the dog market? And we're just like, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd be.
And he's like, it's like two blocks away. And we're kind of like, okay. And I'm like, Rang, is this like, what the fuck's, like, what is all this? And he's just like, I don't. Like, he left. He was a refugee. So he left when he was like a kid.
Mm.
And we walk around this corner. And all of a sudden, it's like a half a block. And it's all dog stalls. And it, it was the first time ever I was in a situation where I was just like, I got like the jippy tummy. I was just like, I was just like, this is wild. And I felt very, and then at the same time, I'm just being like, well, you know, is this just like my Western brain? And this is like, I was just like, this is, you know, I'm not trying to dismiss anything. And I was just kind of being like, it just genuinely made, I was just like, I'm not a fucking dog person.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm completely indifferent to animals. I have no feelings. I'm like, that part of me, for some reason, is just, I wasn't brought up, I was brought up, I had a one kitty cat, Bagheera. But, you know, blue tip Siamese, beautiful cat. Yeah. First time I saw my dad cry when we put down Bagheera, Baggy. But the I loved Baggy. And we had a bunny, too, Conan. But, okay, enough with the animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally an animal person.
I'm not an animal person, but I had two that I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Calypso, we had a cat. It was, it barfed a lot, so we killed it. So we didn't like that
move on from that. Okay,
Calypso
move on
from a barfer. That. Yeah, yeah. Cats are just indispensable, I feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
we have three.
Yeah.
We have three.
Three kitty cats, what are your names? Yeah.
We have Ming, Gunnar, and Bojo.
Oh, nice.
Don't do that.
No, it's nice names.
Okay, so tell me about the dog thing.
And so the thing that I was really kind of...
Dude, when you're saying...
The realest thing about
it... Are they alive?
I thought they were all the same. It was like bread. Which kind of made me feel like I was just like, in my mind, it was just like dogs.
But are they alive or dead already?
They're all dead. They look like hanging, like peeking, like roasted pigs.
Ah, I see.
Or like something like that. Yeah, it was just, it was that. And you could go up and you could get pieces. And they were, the guy that we were with, he bought some blood sausage. And he was just like, here, want to try some? And I was just like, nah. It's the first time ever I've politely declined anything. Yeah. And I've eaten everything. Like I did the balut. And I did like...
Do you like balut?
I've only had it once, and I did it at a boodle battle.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love boodles.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it was like, mine was hard boiled. It was like overcooked. So I ate it, and I was just like... and I was just like, I don't... And I was just looking, and I was just like, I'm so sorry. And I like spit it out.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that just tastes like a fucking farm, like shit in my mouth. And I was just like, I don't know. Is that the way? And I was like, what happened to the sucking?
Did they
like,
tell you? Yeah. They did not show you how to eat a balut?
It was a hard balut though.
Oh, because see that.
I wanted it juicy to suck it. Yeah.
Right,
like,
right.
I wanted to suck it and you're be unctuous.
You're supposed to tap the top, right? And then so just enough, leave an opening, and then drink the juice.
No juice. Mine was just a hard boiled egg with a chicken.
Oh, that's just balut pinoy then. That's balut just pinoy.
That wasn't nice for me. And I was just like, I was just like, I'm down with all you guys. Everyone just putting Sprite and everything. I was like, let's cook everything. I was just like, let's go. I was like, I love this. I was just like, everyone's just cooking like frozen mussels and shells. And I was just like, this is sick. But it's...
You know what a boodle is?
No.
Boodle is the first night that we were in the Philippines. You remember? It's also called a kamayan, where it was just a giant table, banana leaves, and just rice and all the foods everywhere.
Yeah, and they stick their filthy fingers in there.
And everyone eats at the same time.
Filthy.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Yeah,
because... It's a standing?
Oh, no. Well, so in the history of the boodle fight is actually from the military.
So then they would always be ready to go because they wouldn't sit.
You only had like 5 minutes to eat. They would just throw the rice in the middle and then the protein, and then you would just stand and eat and then dip out, and then the next people come in.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said filthy.
Yeah, it's my people, man. Yeah, you always shit on my
and
people.
You know what? I just caught myself.
My team is two Filipinos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see
two
that?
Filipinos and Filipinos. One Japanese.
Love the Japanese. Okay.
Say you my love team. The Filipino.
I love the Filipinos
love
so much.
The Filipinos.
So let me ask you something. So,
say.
So these dogs were hanging at the. Let's go back to the market. They're hanging. So where do they? But where do they kill the dogs?
Anywhere. It's the same as any animal. That's the thing, is like we're caught up and we try to make it this thing, and even in your head and talking about this on a public fucking forum. Yeah. Whatever the fuck it is. It's just adding more bullshit to it. You're so
right.
It's just like,
oh, right.
It's
I
the same
apologize,
as a chicken
Maddie.
There.
It's like a chicken.
It's the same as a fucking chicken. It's the same as anything. They're raised to be slaughtered and eaten.
Yeah.
It's only a certain type of person that eats it. Or like, because it's a small little market that's very specific in this part of town. And you have to go there. So it's like, it's not for the mad, like, it's not like everybody in Vietnam's eating dog. And it's all
yeah, yeah.
Thing.
I'm having this Western thinking.
Yeah.
Right,
and I
have
and I think
to open my mind up.
Because I think I eat horse. And it's just like, I worked in French bistros where we served horse all the time. Cheval. Yeah. We loved it. And it's just like, it's beautiful. Yeah.
No, I eat ass. So yeah. I have no.
Hello.
There it is.
Hello.
Get to live in this nice house, eat a little bit of ass, get through this life.
Let's get it. Bobby's ass.
Bobby's ass. Bobby's ass.
Wait, 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 wait. Wait, wait, wait. And then.
Put against
the this is my Alyssa Lamb dance.
Bobby's ass.
All right.
Bobby's ass.
All right. So we do a thing at the end called unhelpful advice.
Unhelpful advice. That's yeah. good advice.
And people email us. People email us yes. you know, problemos, and we try to answer that.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. So go ahead.
Unhelpful advice with Maddie Matheson.
Hey, Tiger Belly. I'm having a little papaya in 6 weeks.
What?
A baby.
A baby.
Oh. Okay.
I'm 23 and my baby's mother is 32.
Ooh, good.
When I found out we were having the kid, I broke it off because I was scared. Mm. I didn't know what my future would hold. Now I'm in a situation where I don't know if I should continue pursuing a relationship with her or move on my own and co-parent. I thought the age was a factor, but I don't know anymore. The Socialist Papaya, I need your help, Nate.
What's the question?
The age should not be an issue.
Ageism.
It's called ageism, correct?
Trash.
It's trash.
Trashism. It's a trashism. Yeah,
it should not be an issue. It should not be an issue. But does he have? How does he feel toward this woman?
Well,
does he love her?
He said when he found out about the kid, he broke it off because he was scared.
Anybody that calls their kid a papaya is an idiot.
Oh, we love papayas here, my friend.
No, papaya, but it's just like to reference a child. It's just like that's a
because
new,
we.
It's just
we
like
a,
why you gotta call?
I know because we call our fans on the show little papayas.
Oh,
okay. If you were
so stupid.
I fucking son of a bitch. I'm tired of this shit, Maddie.
Truth,
you come into my fucking house.
Like, hey, you little fucking kumquats.
Hey, Maddie.
I'm a little kumquats out
there. Look at me right now. Look at me right now.
Oh,
what's up? What's up?
Right. Off,
what
off.
You gonna do, dog?
Monkey on a pen.
So, do you have another one? Because that doesn't.
Well, really quick for Nate.
Nate.
Should he pursue her or should he just cut it off?
Pursue her because age has nothing to do with it. Mm. I feel like age is the issue for him, right?
Or the kid. It seems like the kid.
It seems like having a baby is, he's like, I'm out. So it seems
but
like he doesn't really
in,
like
so
her.
Having a baby doesn't solve anything.
And
I'll tell you
nothing,
that much.
Yeah.
So
It doesn't seem like you're really into her. Don't force yourself into a situation where it's going to be an unhappy household, but definitely pay your child support and be a good dad. That's all you can do.
Okay. Mandy, when you had your firstborn,
yeah,
when it came out, what was that like?
It was beautiful. So
well, there you go.
We've done, you know, Trisha has done 3 home births.
Wow.
Natural, 100% natural, beautiful, powerful moments.
See?
Very like, I've birthed all of them. It was just me and the midwife. So it was just like, I'm a birther. Anyone who wants to have a baby, I swear to God, if there was we're on the bus, you know, we're on the bus and someone's like, I'm going to Atlanta, I'd be like, bruh. I was like, let's go.
I'd really?
Take her, be like, I'd have just a frozen
Will
grape.
You be Bobby Standen then?
Whatever you need.
Really?
Because
why don't we go up
are
to
you
Canada
pregnant?
If you're pregnant?
Are you pregnant?
Let's
no,
go to
I'm
Canada.
Not,
let's
not.
Go to their house.
But I'm just saying.
Not in my house. We
I feel like he
bar.
Would stress me out during labor.
Yeah.
He would vape. He would vape probably.
He would vape and he'd check his phone.
He would check his phone. Their website gets coming right now, and you'd be like, what? Dog? Did you talk about dog?
What? You make one mistake.
No, it's good.
No, you make one. It's like, you know, it's so
when
funny.
I was talking about being molested.
I already apologized like, for the one mistake, and I'm getting
like, I had a lot of
bombarded
abuse of child. You're
with
like,
abuse.
Real coffee drink.
Abuse off of one mistake. It's ridiculous. And it's not... Is that
one? It?
Well, I'd love for you to be my doula if you are.
He will do.
We had our friend Jennifer. She was our doula for the first one, and then we didn't have a doula for the 2 other ones because we were just kind of like, oh, we got it. But it's like a beautiful thing. Neil Young playing Ceiling Fan On, Windows Are Open.
Is that a Push song? Because I always thought I wanted my Push song to be either Harvest Moon or something to that effect. Like maybe Razor Love.
Okay.
What do you mean?
When you push the baby, there's a song that plays. You have a choice to play a song.
But I think it's like also, it's like when you're definitely not thinking. Trisha goes like primal. So she'll stop talking and just breathes, right? And we did like when we know it's go time, it like, because she had quick pushes. So it was just like for Mac, her water broke at like 11 in the morning. She went in, she was like full contractions by like midnight, 3:30. Mac was born.
Oh, whoa, that's fast.
Wow. Yeah. Crazy. And then Rizzo was same kind of thing, like kind of like noon water broke. And then she was born at like on Halloween. I always called her Glenn Danzig. I was just like, I was like, what are we gonna name? I was like, Rizzo, fine. I was like, let's name her Rizzo.
Yeah.
But I was like, she was born on Halloween. Let's name her Danzig. But and then on the third one, it was Ozzy? She was born on October 1st on a blue moon.
You have a kid named Ozzy?
Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah, Ozzy Dorothea.
Oh, that is so fucking
dope. I like Dorothea
dope.
A lot.
Yeah, that was my grand. So all the kids are Rizzo Louise was Trisha's grandmother's middle name or first name. And then Ozzy Dorothea was my grandmother. Mm. And then MacArthur Meyer was Trisha's grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah. Big Mac.
Do you have another one?
Yep.
That didn't answer any questions.
I've been with my partner for 7 years, and he was charged with a crime. Somewhere being at the wrong time, wrong place, wrong friends. We'll just say it was murder. Let's see what happens. He's been inside for 2 years, and he has two more to go. He's my first for everything, and I love him so much, but don't know how he'll be when he's out.
Yeah.
Would you wait to see how he is and take the gamble or just move on?
What's the crime?
Makes a difference.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
4 years. But in America, you can go to jail for having like a gram of weed for 4 years.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. It really depends on the crime.
Yeah. If it's pedophilia, then no, you're out.
But isn't she not, like, is she not in contact with this person? Seeing different, like, go, well, just seeing if he's okay. If he starts tweaking.
Also, can't you do conjugal visits? Because I had a homegirl who would still fuck her dude all the time. Yeah.
Okay, baby, what kind of crime would I have to do for you to stay with me?
What do you mean?
Like, for instance, I'm going to prison, right?
Yeah, so blue collar is...
So let me give you this. What if I accidentally ran over...
Maddie.
Somebody.
Don't write... Yeah, number, you kill me.
You know, if you had...
You kill me.
Here's why I
accidentally
think,
kill Maddie. Like...
Okay, if you accidentally... This is why...
He drowns me in piss.
I couldn't get back with you.
Why?
Mm-mm.
Accidentally.
No, it's not accidentally anymore
in
with
piss?
You. Because I know... How you drive, you don't wear a seatbelt,
it's still an accident, no matter what my style of driving
is. We fight all the time about how unsafe I feel like you are on the road.
Are you on your phone a lot when you drive?
I just play Candy Crush and stuff. But
And so I would, true. That would be the peak of all of my grievances with you. I'd be like, you cannot drive like this, you're going to hurt somebody.
Okay, what if I was accused of it, but I'm telling you, I didn't do it. Like, yes, Maddie's underneath my Prius. Right?
Yeah. He's stuck. He's stuck.
But I wasn't driving.
I couldn't do it, I don't think.
Mm-mm. Because I didn't do it.
I know, but you're reckless in general.
Mm. Oh my God. Okay,
what else? What other crime? Name them. That shit's boring.
Okay.
Yeah.
I accidentally mailed somebody an explosive. No,
Wait, tell us how that accidentally happened.
Yeah, that's right. There's no way. Yeah.
Nailed a nail bomb. Yeah. Federal offense.
Would you still stay with me?
Yeah. Let me ask it. See a crime. So I was at the airport, right? And somebody put heroin in my backpack.
Uh-huh.
You know that I'm sober. So why would I have heroin?
Yeah, I'd have your back 1,000%.
And I went to prison.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I didn't. So you would stay with me.
Of course.
5 years I was in prison.
On top of that, I'd let you have a side piece in jail and be okay with it in my heart. Like, you want to fuck some boys, baby? You go ahead. But you come back to mom and
fuck. Oh, wow. So yeah, you stay with me?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You want to fuck some boys?
Yeah. Oh. Then you ask me now what crime that you would have.
Okay, what crime?
I don't know. You make it up.
Okay. Let's suppose I...
He's so upset by this.
No, it's good.
Honestly, like, there is no criminal bone in my body. Okay, let's suppose you all of a sudden, it's in the news. This is the first time you're hearing of it.
Uh-huh.
He's a cannibal.
But yes. So Armie Hammer. Mm-hmm. I'm Armie Hammer's accomplice.
Yeah. Yes.
And I helped him.
Who's Armie Hammer?
He eats the babies. He snaps her spine.
He was in the Social Network, the Winklevoss.
He's an actor who's been accused. That's the reference. He had some like some questionable sexting exchange that involved blood. Cannibalism and stuff like that.
Send me a vial.
Yeah, some girls outed him for saying like he was he had cannibal kink stuff. Mm. But what if you hear that I am Armie Hammer's accomplice and that I helped him cut up some ribs.
Human ribs.
But then they were not people he killed. They were bodies that we stole from a mortuary.
I would be weirded out by it. Forgotten. I'd be like, there's no, because I know you're a bright girl. Mm. You would ask questions.
But I'm like, babe, he was in Call Me By Your Name. He's an Oscar.
I know, but it's just like, you're not going to ask what kind of, you know what human ribs look like, no?
But that's Armie Hammer. He's a hottie.
I saw him once at a coffee shop in L.A.
Oh, then yes, I'm fine.
He's hot in real life.
Mm-hmm. He's really that hot?
He's got a big. He's big.
He's like a younger John Hamm, kind of.
Yeah, he's got really like those like strong like kind of like Dutch calves with like light light blonde hairs, but they're thick.
So if you had relapsed, would you hook up with him?
I'd let him. Yeah, just eat me out.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
That I would let you do it, and I would stay with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
What's next?
No, that's it.
That's it.
That's it, you fuck.
There's Armie Hammer.
Look at him. He's oil money, too. He's like a rock.
Is he really?
He's a Rockefeller. He's like old American oil money.
I like him less than. Yeah. Is he in prison, though?
No, he's like wealthy. He's like billionaire guy.
He just, there were just some questionable text exchanges between women. And
he just wanted some vials of blood.
Just a couple.
my mom texted me.
Oh. What did she say?
I'll read it.
Does she have a podcast?
I love you so much. Good night and sleep tight. Oh. But then she sends me, I don't know what to do. She sends me these things.
Oh my God.
They're just imagery.
Is that meme?
They're like little memes. And this, I'm going to read this one. Mm-hmm. Every day it's something new. So someday we will look back on this moment and it will forever remind us to never take the little things for granted. Mm-hmm. It will remind us to hug with all our hearts, to pause to appreciate holding someone's hand, and to live in the moments that we are surrounded by others. Fuck you, mom. That's what I'm going to text back.
Yeah, for sure.
No, you, good mom. Night. I love you.
Jeannie's my girl. Don't talk to her like that. Love
you. Don't be mean to moms.
You know, would you do our podcast again?
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
No, this was trash.
That's what I
want. You guys are brutal.
No.
You're talking about getting fisted. You guys are disgusting.
No, honestly.
Talking about your dad's ashes, shake it. No, like, honestly. It's a horrible place for people.
The pleasure was all mine.
No, thank you so much. I've dreamt of it.
The pleasure was all mine.
You know what I really want to say? I remember watching clips or something, and I remember watching something, and you guys were talking about trying to buy a home. And I remember that, and I was like, that's so cool. This guy can be so famous and still not be able to afford anything. It's nice to see. I guarantee you own these, the cameras, and Gilbert. And I think that it's so nice to see that within like that's a couple years, and look at what you've done. It's really great.
Take it in.
I think it's really nice that you've come so far since the last time that I listened.
The condo that I lived in, let me just defend myself, okay? Even before I met this one, right? You know, I bought my condo, okay?
A condo?
Yeah, so I had some money, okay? It just so
10% down or like 5?
I don't know.
Okay. Full 10.
It just so, happens that, you know.
Chinese cash.
It just so happens that the podcast has been very kind to us, right? Mm-hmm. And this lifestyle. So we got to, you know, splurge a little, okay?
Mm.
But I really, I feel the same, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want to say something to you, Maddie Matheson, okay? You seem like somebody that I have known all my life.
Oh, Bobby.
Now I'm being real.
Mm.
There's just something about him that, like, oh, I've known this guy all my... Mm-hmm. Even when you came in, I'm like, you know, I'd never seen him before in flesh. But I'm like, this guy, you know what I mean, is someone I feel like I know already, you know? So the pleasure was all mine, like I said.
Thank you.
Please come back again.
Thank you.
Okay?
You got to come on my papa's.
I'm gonna.
You too. Both of you.
I have some resentments about the phone thing and all that other stuff. I'm gonna let it go.
How did your
you have resentments? Yeah.
How do you have resentments?
I'd like to apologize for maybe making fun of your father's ashes box. I kind of laughed too much. Maybe I laughed too much at the box.
Mm-mm. It's a good amount. Man.
Well, first of all, you know, it's only the bottom half of my dad, so
it's one half of him.
That's too much. That's too much laughter.
And my brother had.
So Omar, talking about dead stuff.
Yeah.
So,
stuff
on our podcast, the Omar, our dog. Well, Two Tone's dog is at probably 35% capacity right now.
Mm.
It's just pretty much like breathing. That's all it can do, and it has cysts. So we're thinking about either we want to like have it forever because it's part of the set.
Yeah.
He always lays on our table. She always lays on her table. So we're like, I'm trying to convince him to either, what's it called?
Taxidermy.
Taxidermy Omar, yeah. or ashes. And then we'll just have ashes and we'll make a ceramic Omar, a beautiful Shih Tzu, yeah. And Omar ceramic and put the ashes in there.
I think taxidermy is creepy.
That's what I've always wanted. I told him that I want to be taxidermy.
The forever tribute. Yes.
I want to be mounted on a wall like in my wrestling stand.
Yes. No. Yeah.
And when you're tired of looking at me, just stick a bunch of dynamite inside me. And then have a ceremony, play TNT, the song.
Yeah, Akadaka.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then just blow me up and have my bits and pieces like fireworks.
Wow. Yes.
Or there was this documentary series called Autopsy. It used to be on HBO.
With Dr. Bodden.
With Dr. Bodden.
Mm.
And there was a doctor in the early 1900s, I guess, and he had a patient who was like 19 or 20 years old. She was a woman.
Mm.
And he fell in love with her.
I know this one.
And she died from typhoid or something.
Mm-hmm.
Typhoid.
And so he stole the body. He quit being a doctor. And then he just mummified her, right? And it would have sex with her for years.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll do that.
But you know, the problem with that is that his mummification process was not well done because the neighbors started smelling.
I know that we'd move. So I would move around.
The amount of cum? What? You ever come in one spot forever? Like, have you ever imagined coming in one spot?
I
was
know.
Inside. Like, that would
so
stink.
Disgusting.
You come once in foreskin, your cock smells like a fucking.
I know.
You know, like you're just like.
But also,
what?
For rotting corpse too.
If I jerk off once, and then like the next, I take a piss in the morning. I'm like, I got fucking cum cock.
You're right. You're right. It's gross.
Yeah,
I won't
it's gross.
That's gross.
And then you have that, you know, that chlorine cummy smell.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's like a puddle, but bleachy.
Yeah.
Bleachy, like autumn puddle.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be dead and cummy. Don't do that.
Don't
to
do
me.
That. No, we're gonna blow it up.
Yeah, TNT.
Yeah. Yeah, don't come.
What if I put like? Just let me just think it through. Then, what if I wore a condom?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's neater. That's
nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or a cock sleeve.
What? But I'll just do it on your face.
What do you mean?
I would probably put the condom on, come, and just right when I come, and just do it on your face.
I also don't want a cummy.
Look at the
face.
Jiggering of the fist. It's like a tap.
You're doing a
Because I don't want it in just one spot. I want it like spread out like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I'm just all over the face. Yeah.
It's nice.
Anyway, I enjoy you,
Bobby.
I feel like I've known you forever. And give Maddie Matheson a round of applause.
Round of applause,
Maddie. What's your podcast called?
Powerful Truth Angels. We almost got 5,000 subscribers. Ooh. It's really been a big year. Listen.
Yeah.
If you like what I'm talking, like we talk about early trauma, we talk about, you know, graffiti, we talk about food.
So if I fly into Toronto, I know, like if I fly
into New York, like where?
No. If I fly,
where the fuck?
If I fly into fucking Toronto and I do Yuck Yucks, for instance,
yeah,
can I do your podcast then?
We shoot it in Los Feliz.
Wait, he does his podcast here?
Yeah.
You live here.
Wikipedia.
You live here.
Google. No, I live in Ridgeway.
Yeah, but
my podcast is still here. There's planes.
Fly out here how many times a
year? I'm here like 6 months a year.
Oh, you do?
You're not the only person that does.
All right. Well, then when are you?
Mr. Hawaii.
Can you schedule? When can I do his podcast?
Whenever. I'm here for 2 weeks.
All right. I'm going to
You
Hawaii.
You got to come tomorrow after I do Santino's.
Yeah, I'm going to Hawaii. But anyway.
Yeah. Where do you shoot? On the Big Island?
No.
Yeah, and I got a cookbook, but I've already sold like hundreds of thousands of copies, so I don't really want to plug that.
Yeah, yeah. But do it. It's a great
one. And I got two books. I've sold hundreds of thousands of copies, so I don't want to play.
Yeah.
They're New York Times bestsellers. Shout out to my high school teachers that said I was a loser. Fucking kooks.
All right, Maddie, thank you. No, clap
I
again.
Can I say one thing really quickly?
All right.
When I saw you do stand-up, I want to say that I thought that you truly were the funniest person. And it was like your energy, like it's, I won't mention the other comics that were there, but you and Santino genuinely were like, you were lights out. And it was my second time. The only time I went to the Ice House in Pasadena and went and saw Andrew.
Yeah.
And Allie opened
Wong.
For him.
Yeah.
No.
Allie Mack.
Yeah.
Allie Mack. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went to the Comedy Store and it was a crazy list. It was like one of those lists. It's like Rogan and Whitney. And like it was like one of those things you see on the internet.
Yeah.
And you destroyed. It was like, that was like, I was just like, that. See, that's funny. These other people are just mumbling up.
Thank you.
How can you be a professional comedian and not tell jokes?
Thank you.
My podcast is the best.
Hello, sleepers. What an episode, Maddie Matheson, huh, George? That was
so good.
The guys,
I love Maddie.
I love how also Maddie would like literally look to Bobby, then get confirmation from Kalila from something he says, then he'll look to us to get confirmation. Like, we're good. Yeah. Love his energy, dude. So funny. Big fan. Sleepers. The much anticipated rainy day soup competition is up on Patreon. You guys were wondering what were Bob and Clara talking about where he did some shadow play. Well, you can see all the shadow play on patreon.com/tigerbelly. I watched and I laughed my ass off because all we knew was just the stuff that we shot. Yeah, Bobby, everything he said about putting Kalila's in last, hilarious. Hilarious. Who got first and second? We don't know. Maybe it was Jules. Maybe last minute competition came in. I don't know. Go check it out, guys.
At
patreon.com/tigerbell. You're so dumb. We'd like to thank our sponsors, George. How about you tell us about Calm?
Oh, for listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/belly.
And don't forget Hims, the best way to prevent baldness. Do something before it starts for free trial. What? Club, no. Wait, first of all, Zachary Knight? You mean Zachary Knighton?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was the white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I fucked his name up.
It's okay. It's universal. Knighton PI, guys. Check it out. For your free trial, go to forhims.com/belly. Talk about your butt.
Clean
George.
That butthole. I cleaned it twice today. TMI, who cares?
Who cares?
Go to hellotushy.com/tigerbelly to get 10% off plus free shipping.
And guys, Upstart. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/belly. And guys, if you want your questions on Tiger Belly by emailing us at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. We're also doing a future video questions as well. We have the technology. We invested thousands into it, and we now have
it. Just for you.
Just for you guys. Just go to adviceunhelpful@gmail.com, and if it is a video, make sure you put in the subject video submission. And George, I have a question.
Oh, what's that, Gilbert?
I was on the YouTubes today, and I was like, whoa, what's this cool podcast where everyone's literally at a pool enjoying their lives with this cool 70s theme of font? What is that?
Oh, that's your lob. I was gonna push Powerful Truth Angels because.
Oh, guys, check out Powerful Truth Angels and do not watch the other show.
I was
that George is also.
We got producing. I got so many things to promote right now.
George, what's it called though?
Oh, so you can check out Kalila and Annie Letterman and Esther Pavitsky on Bloodbath.
Are you and Bryce's laughs in the background on this podcast?
Yes.
There you guys go. If you want more of that famous George and Bryce,
how to unsell things. It's a lot of.
Dude, are you kidding me? You're a hot thing on Reddit right now. Your laugh, it's top VO for animation. So guys, hire George. But yes, guys. Bloodbath. Is it YouTube.com/bloodbath? Where can we find it?
We're gonna get the custom URL quick.
You hear that?
Just search for it. It's available if you search for it.
And then what else do you want to shout out, George?
Oh, just wanted to shout out Maddie. I think episode 3 is the one where he talks about going to the Cecil Hotel.
Oh.
And that might have a little special Reddit laugh celebrity in the background checking.
That's why you were promoting that one. So I really did get a great laugh for you. All right. So if you want more of that laugh in another podcast, go to Powerful Truth.
No. Fun fact, Thin Lips, who has been our B-cam here for back before COVID.
Yeah.
He's producing that show. Lots of great, fun guests. I think they've had all gas, no breaks.
Super fun
stuff. They've had... I'm blanking now.
It's a lot. Check it out, guys. There's so much.
Let him promote it.
There's so much. Just check it out. Thin Lips, we miss you. We miss all our B-cams, actually. Yep. Shout out to John Nah. George, anything else you want to promote? This is your chance, man. The wide's on you. Cam's going to zoom up right now.
Oh, that's it. Bloodbath. Powerful Truth Angels.
Hit up George.
Or Tiger Belly.
Intern for one of the 80 things that he has to do. You actually looking for interns, people, if they can work remotely and editing and stuff? Are you guys?
It's hard to do things remote now. I want to train people in. I want to make sure they know things inside and out.
Hey, guys, if you want to hustle and move to L.A., get tested every day and contact George. Prove your worth in this industry. Guys, we love you so much. You can follow George at George_Kimmel. You can follow Bobby at Bobby Lee Live, Cloudy Calamity K. You can follow everything Maddie Madison at Gilbits. That's his go-to source for all his stuff. We love you so much. Follow us on Tiger Belly. And we love you guys. Peace.